Getting ready for preseason. You know, they got to show them where they are, get the system installed, and get them familiar with each other and with the system, and let's go. You know, I mean, that's about where we are.
What are some of your first impressions of
No impressions. My impressions, I'm very happy. That's my impressions right now. I'm very happy. I like what we're doing, and that's about it. It's a good start.
Coach Stephen Ridley talked a little bit about ball security as something he's focusing on. Is that mental? Is it physical? How do you get over that hurdle?
Well, you keep working at it. He's got to work at it. He's got to get used to carry the weight of the ball the proper way. And, you know, he's trying to make plays in the games in the course of the year. And things got a, he got a little loose with the ball. It can be correct. It's both mental and physical.
Kevin Falk was a guy who, early in his career, there was talk that he had a fumbling problem, and then
he corrected.
I remember hearing about
That's exactly right.
In his career. So is it? It's doable, right?
Yeah. The only time Kevin lost the ball for us is when he got knocked out.
Yeah.
That's the only time he lost the ball. Let's be honest. He figured it out. So, of course I did. That's the only time he lost the ball for us, and that's the way we feel it should be. You know, there is a proper way to carry the ball. If you'll do that, and if you'll be conscious of the fact that you got to secure the football, we'll be okay. I mean, you can't lose sight of it. I mean, the fact that that's the most important thing we got. When you got the ball, everybody on the team trusts the fact that you're going to bring it back. So yeah, it's a big deal.
And when the modern day, it's the high and tight. It was like Tiki Barber got over his by the. Is that something that you guys advocate, the high and tight?
Everybody advocates high and tight. So yeah, everybody does. It's the proper way to carry the ball, so you got to do it.
How much does Dante's work with the offensive line help you do your job? You guys work in tandem pretty well.
Yes, very much so. Yes, we do. We spend a lot of time together. We have to. I mean, my guys got to know what his guys are doing and what to expect, and the more they know of that, the more they know what's going on up front, the better they are at making their decisions and understanding what we're trying to get out of a particular play. Yeah, it's very important work.
What's your big thing that you have to teach guys? Do a lot of guys want to just rush right through the hole and just kind of wait for the hole to develop?
A lot of guys. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody has the style which made them what they are. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody's different in the way they run, and a lot of guys have been successful doing it in various ways. So patience suits some guys it doesn't. Now, let's be honest, you know, some guys are bull and they're gonna go up there and just blow it open. So hey, what's the difference? You know what I mean? Everybody's got their own style.
Has your job changed at all? Seems like it wasn't too long ago it was all 30 something running backs, and now it's a bunch of 20 something running backs. Does that change your job at all?
Yeah, a bunch of young kids. They got a lot more to learn. I've had a lot of guys that have had experience the game, knew what to expect in the pro game, and it was a little easier from that standpoint. These guys are young. A lot of young guys, and they've got a lot to learn.
In that sense, how much of a benefit is it to have the OTAs this year?
Big. You know, the learning process as far as learning the system is first. Once they become comfortable with the system, then they can start to figure out how to play the game, especially the way we want to play the game. But when they're still learning plays and making mistakes doing that, and if you can do that during the preseason, we're going to have problems. We can't. That's why this is really nice for us. It's a great time for the guys to learn and get ready so that they're very comfortable and they can show who they are during the preseason.